Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Johansson Band are here. That's from their forthcoming album, Johansson. Johansson is a human and a band and an album. I love that. That's the way to do it, kids. All right, and they're going to be coming up in Live Music Friday.
Amazing.
That is. And we do have the best musical acts. For an AM radio station. I don't know. But if you do have a smart speaker or you want to listen on the app, this is a great way to do it. And you can run it through your car. Because when you hear the sonic breadth of what this studio, Studio G, can do to a band. I mean, I literally have bands lined up trying to get in here to
do this.
Because
it sounds so good. I mean, they sound so good already, but the sound quality is amazing. It merits their work.
Stones called me and said, we're going to be in Chicago.
But we're worried about Brexit at all. First, we want to make that stronger, sort it out first.
Yeah, if we come by Studio G, just nothing for you. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. Yes, all right, Richard Roper joins us, and he's on the Super Celebrity Hotline today because he's very, very busy. Very busy man.
He is.
And Dumbo, I'm hearing myself here, and I think that's just the phone. Dumbo is coming out, and Dumbo has already created controversy. And that's the thing. We live in an era where even a cute movie about an elephant whose parents are dead, That's a spoiler alert. That creates controversy. Why?
What are people controversying about?
About whether or not it's going to be great, it's going to be bad. Is the elephant politically correct enough? Why does the elephant's ear move like that? I mean, it's like, oh, the elephant flies now. Now we're going to have flying elephants. I mean, it's
clearly an attack on the Republican Party with a Dumbo symbolizing the warped, figured look of the new party. No. It's Dumbo, folks. Settle down. But, here's the thing. You guys, everybody knows Dumbo was a Disney cartoon a million years ago. It was the shortest Disney animated film of all time. It was right about 60 minutes long. It was a very simple tale. They created it kind of quickly because, remember, Fantasia was kind of crazy. And they said, we need to go back and just do a really, which was a great film, by the way, but they said, we'll do a real simple fairy tale. As you guys know, they're taking every single Disney animated film and making live-action movies out of them. They started doing this quite a while ago, actually, with 102 Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians, Alice in Wonderland, Jungle Book. Later this year, we're going to get the live-action version of The Lion King. It's genius, right? Because they already have all these cartoons, these animated classics in their catalog, Beauty and the Beast, let's make a live action. So now Tim Burton is doing Dumbo, which means, Tim Burton's kind of a dark guy. He's done a lot of crazy movies over the years. So this is a PG version of Dumbo. It's live action. And as Ro mentioned, because it's a Disney movie, there has to be a lot of tragedy. So here's the setup here. This is set like around 1919. Colin Farrell comes home from World War I. He's missing an arm. He lost an arm over in France. And he was a champion rodeo rider, so that could be a problem. While he was gone, the wife died of the plague.
Oh, no.
So now he's got the two little kids, and now they just added Dumbo to the circus. And on top of all that, there's a rich guy played by Michael Keaton who wants to exploit Dumbo, so he wants a beautiful French trapeze artist to actually ride Dumbo. So this is your Dumbo of 2019. There's a lot going on here. I got a clip for you guys. You're going to hear the voices of Colin Farrell as the one-armed World War I vet and widower, Eva Green as the French trapeze artist, and in the role of Dumbo, Dumbo. Here we go.
Welcome. For the record, this was not my idea. Dumbo works alone.
So do I. Bonjour, Billy.
Joe.
And you. Charming.
Well, maybe he didn't recognize you without the makeup. So I got to teach you to fly?
I know how to fly. Ever since I was a child. They taught Dumbo to fly, no? So I don't need your expertise.
All right.
Right.
And then flying ensues, right?
And then lots of flying ensues. And, you know, it is remarkable with the technology these days, because as we've been saying, it's a live-action film, and that little elephant really looks like a little elephant with oversized ears who can fly. And when he flies, you fly with him. Now, this does get kind of dark and a little crazy at times, but I'm still giving it 3 stars, because it's still essentially about that misfit elephant who is the object of derision, who gets called Dumbo, but then soars and becomes the hero. And that's always been the message of Dumbo, right? Dumbo is a hero for our times.
Right.
Sure.
He truly is a hero for our times, because it's about overcoming the bully, right?
It absolutely is. And the fact that, you know, the children, of course, are the first ones to believe in Dumbo, the two little kids, because Dad, you know, says, oh, what are you talking about? You know, you're making stories up. And, you know, all the great lessons that almost every Disney movie has for kids to see that. Mm-hmm. And to see, yeah, because the first time Dumbo appears in the circus, everyone's laughing at him and everything, you know. And eventually everybody who should be cheering for him is cheering for him. And Dumbo never meant any harm to anyone. Dumbo doesn't know he's unusual looking. He's just Dumbo.
And you say it with Tim Burton, it takes a dark turn. This is still a kids movie, right?
It is. It's PG though, Anna. So I think if you're 5 years old, you might have some nightmares, you know, about some of the things that happen. You know, Michael Keaton playing a villain. It's kind of interesting because Danny DeVito plays the circus, kind of the ringleader, of the circus, mm-hmm. and Michael Keaton is the evil corporate guy that wants to exploit Dumbo. So they're kind of reversing their roles, because in Tim Burton's Batman movies, Michael Keaton was the good guy and Danny DeVito was the Penguin. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And there's even some kind of tributes to that. There's a kind of a dark zoo scene like they had in the Penguin, in the original Batman Returns movie. So,
the Tim Burton Batmans still may be my favorite, actually, because I loved Michael Keaton, right, as Batman.
Yeah.
But Tim Burton had a way of taking that superhero genre, and especially the character of Batman, because Batman is a dark dude. He's not like, you know, it's not like Superman who, hey, he's a good guy, landed, you know, from another planet.
Right.
All of a sudden he can outrun, you know, a mule or whatever he can do. And then the next thing you know, he's jumping in the air. He was a good all-American guy. Batman, not.
Yeah, and the Tim Burton versions kind of stayed within the comic book. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't a whole bunch of Justice League stuff where all of a sudden Wonder Woman was showing up in the Tim Burton movies.
Right.
And the Penguin, you know, his version of the Penguin was like this crossbreed between a human and a penguin. Danny DeVito, remember, he had like black stuff oozing out of his mouth, and he would eat raw fish. He was a penguin. He was an actual penguin. So, you know, there's a little bit of that carries over into Dumbo. You know,
it's
Tim Burton's Dumbo. But I think, you know, kids can handle this stuff these days if you're 7 or 8 years old. You might not get all the references. And, of course, because it's a Tim Burton movie, too, like, you know, he's done for years, whether it's Edward Scissorhands or a Big Fish, the spectacle, the visuals, you know, you could tell he's building, yeah, they're CGI, but he's building these huge set pieces,
mm-hmm.
set in kind of World's Fair-esque 1919 with huge attractions and things like that. And that looks great on the big screen.
Is Johnny Depp in it? Because I know he likes to lean on Johnny Depp for his movies.
Johnny's out of this one.
Okay.
But we probably will see him again someday. I think he was too busy putting on his eyeliner for those weird perfume ads that are all over Chicago bus stops.
Right, I just want to say something. I very much want to see the film, but we were having a bit of a problem with contracts in that shrew hole that I was married to Amber Heard, who I'm now suing for $15 trillion.
Oh, my God. I love those ads where the perfume or the cologne is something like Savage, but he's got more,
Sauvage.
He looks more like Liza Minnelli in Cabaret. He doesn't look that, you know, daunting,
right,
really.
By the way, it's called Sauvage, and I'm getting 27 points on the dollar, so go blank yourselves.
Yeah, that's how they spell it in Kentucky, Sauvage.
There you go.
That, remember, he is, right, he's from Danville, Kentucky. Just a point of reference.
It's important to remember
with
that.
With a British accent, because everybody from Danville has a British accent.
Right, that's how it goes.
Well, you know, I think Colin Farrell's a terrific actor, but it's interesting because he's playing actually a guy from Kentucky in this movie, and about once every 10 lines or so, he just slips right into the Irish, you know. Well, I'm going to be going to bed tonight, now I want you to see. You're like, what the hell just happened?
Well, he doesn't. Now, that's funny. That's got to be a total shot at Johnny Depp, though, is that they had to get a guy with an Irish accent to play A guy from Kentucky, and they had a guy from Kentucky
who right there.
Has an Irish accent for no good reason, who could have just lost his accent and done it, and he could have made a lot of money, and it would be good.
My guess is Johnny Depp does not remember he's from Kentucky.
I'm going to guess.
And truly believes he is not.
That is completely true.
thank you, Richard. All right, sure. So 3 stars for Dumbo. Three stars. All right.
Okay.
Take the kids. It did huge international money already. Mm-hmm. Huge. This thing is going to be... Oh, everything Dizzy does.
Yeah, good. You got to see it.
All right. Richard, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're going to have live music coming up with the Joe Hanson Band. But first, Kim, what's happening in the bottom of the hour?
I remember I'm from Kentucky. More tech jobs coming to Chicago.
Oh, good for you.
That's why I talk like this.